This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Jobs and work in this economy can be analyzed in a whole lot of ways. One of them is industry by industry, and our industry of choice today is home building. There's some new data out today from the National Association of Realtors, which shows sales of existing homes slowed just a bit last month, but for all of 2021, those home sales reached a 15-year high. And I think I mentioned this yesterday, that home building rose unexpectedly in December. Housing starts and building permits were both up, despite the supply chain messiness and in spite of a shortage of skilled workers. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, it is a job seeker's market out there.
Daniel Pignon had been making around $15 an hour, washing dishes and doing temp jobs, when he decided to make a change.
The demand is huge. The opportunities are great. The moment is now.
That's a promotional video for the Colorado Home Building Academy in Denver. Last fall, Pignon signed up for its 8-week construction skills boot camp. Now he's about to start a new job helping build modular homes, earning twice as much.
I'll be making $29.50 an hour. And then there's great opportunity also.
Opportunity to advance and get more training paid for by his employer, plus medical and dental benefits and a 401k.
Yeah, it's a spectacular time to go into the construction industry because the lack of employees.
He's right. Job openings in construction have been at record highs, partly because more people are quitting, as they are all over the economy, but also because there's more demand.
Housing already had a labor shortage in 2019, and new home sales are up 13% since then.
Allie Wolf is chief economist at the housing research firm Zonda. To compete for workers, she says home builders are raising pay and benefits, offering signing and retention bonuses, and resorting to other tactics.
You have employers that will walk onto a job site, ask the construction workers, "What are you making?" And then say, "Okay, I can pay you $2 more an hour if you come with me."
And who can blame them if they do? Henry Beebe is director of construction with Gracemark Homes in Texas. He says the destruction from Hurricane Ida in Louisiana last summer has added to the challenge of finding and keeping workers.
Being in the Houston market, anytime something like that happens there, we discover that a lot of the crews will run to those markets where they're being paid double and triple sometimes.
He says he was about to start building one house recently and confirmed with a crew the day before.
And the following morning, find out that they ate dinner the night before and drove to Louisiana and just didn't show up.
And when one crew doesn't show up, others can't do their jobs, further slowing a process already mired in supply chain delays. But these are temporary challenges on top of a more systemic problem. The construction workforce is aging.
And those retiring folks walking out the door aren't being replaced by the same amount of young people standing at the door wanting in.
That's Wade Heiner with Destiny Homes in Des Moines, Iowa. In addition to running sales and marketing for the builder, he recruits at local high schools.
I tell any student, you want to talk to me about any sort of job opportunity in the trades? I'll take that time because honestly, it's the biggest gap that we have in our industry right now. And if we don't get it fixed, we're headed for trouble.
Talking up construction jobs is one thing. Even better, making the jobs themselves more appealing. Ed Brady is CEO of the Home Builders Institute, a nonprofit career training group. He says while construction wages are up 7% from a year ago, he thinks they should be higher.
We still haven't, as an industry, recognized the need to be competitive in the marketplace. And so we need to continue to look at ways to offer benefits, to offer the career path and stability. And I would say we still have some work to do in that.
That last part, stability in a cyclical industry, is key. Daniel Pignon, the one starting a new job in Denver, had worked in construction before, but like many, left the industry when the housing market crashed. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.